What is he is more?
He's not afraid to expose it. Liberace was.
Yeah. Well, Liberace had sex with a woman first before he realized he was intimate. Maybe Little Richard also. Mm.
Yeah. Well, he was, you know, he was ridiculously huge in the 50s.
But who's more flamboyant? That's hard. That's a tough question.
Most likely Liberace.
Really? I was thinking more of Little Richard.
No, because Liberace came afterwards. And he had his shows in Vegas, and he always had those...
With the candle and...
Not just the candle, but, you know, the robes, and they're all fucking fantastic.
But Little Richard got that, you know, the velveteen... He made that purple before Prince made purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See? Oh, yeah, who's more flamboyant then? Freddie Mercury... In the 80s? Or... What's his name? He's a recent passed away too. I love him. I forgot. From Labyrinth? David Bowie. From the 70s.
Bowie always changed.
The one with the always, but always still had that gender fluid look.
Except when he did his soul phase. When he did Fame and Young Americans. Except for that, it was clearly male orientated. And then he changed to what was after that?
Brown Shirt Bowie.
Yeah. With the bang. The one strand bang coming with the eye.
Yeah.
Asians loved that. 30 years later it was still.
Because he made it.
He made it famous. But he was wearing a suit. The pinstripe suits. Remember when Bowie started wearing suits? Like you said, when he started doing his male face? But he made him all stylish and flashy. This was during the time he did with Mick Jagger's.
Oh, Dancing that USA. Video.
Yeah, during the Dancing USA phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's a better dancer?
Between
say, let's say, Bowie and Mick Jagger.
That's going to be hard.
Because they're both offbeat as hell, but they made it look cool.
Yeah, but one was from the actually they're both
from the hips.
No, we're talking about, like, you know, is it one of them from Birmingham?
Which one from Birmingham?
No, because that's what it was blown up in the Battle of Britain.
Yeah,
Ozzy was from Birmingham. The Black Sabbath was from Birmingham. So I'm just saying.
Black Sabbath from England?
Yeah.
I'm just messing
with you. Well, the fucked up part of England at the time.
Yes, England.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's hard to say. I want to say Jagger. He was part of the working class at the time. Bowie. I don't know much about him, but maybe Bowie.
Was it Bowie the one who bought Freddie Mercury his first guitar in the shop?
I think so.
Yeah. Was it Mick Jagger or somebody? Well, I know somebody famous bought him his first guitar while he was working at a radio show.
Yes, three.
History. Is that Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
Vanessa Lewis.
I'm dry.
Vanessa Lewis. She's hot.
Sheena Easton, Sheila E. Janet Jackson. God damn it.
From Virtual Fighter?
Yes.
Yeah, she's hot. Brazilian. I thought she was Brazilian, though.
No, she's black.
Really?
Yeah. Lisa Hamilton.
Oh, Lisa Hamilton. Who's that? What game?
Dang it!
You got the first letter.
Huh?
You got the first letter right.
What, D?
D. 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 Elite. D. D.
Oh, AEW. Forgot about that. Who's going to Double Nothing with me?
Clementine. Yeah, from the Walking Dead.
Barrett from Final Fantasy VII. Damn it!
Wow, that's very obscure. He's the only black guy in that game.
And they made him right.
Really? Big black and a gun?
No.
That's a stereotype.
I'm talking about the Japanese stereotype where they actually keep the big lips.
Yeah, that's kind of
Final Fantasy X, isn't Turk, one of the Turks black?
Which one?
Yes.
Yeah, see, there is one of the... He's teaming up with that guy with the spiky red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's two in Final Fantasy VII. He's one of the Turks that suit the suit guy.
Oh, well, that wasn't seven. That was nine. We heard with the chocobo. No, that's the guy with the afro. I'm sorry, that's 12.
No, that's from seven.
Okay, we're ready to rumble. The black boxer who dressed like Bruce Lee with afro.
Not ready to rumble boxing.
That's many layers of stereotypes right there.
Pretty much.
And he's Jim Kelly. With James Brown.
Okay.
Ability.
You guys ready?
For wrestling.
What is this, wrestling? What are we talking about? Besides the obvious that we've already discussed. AEW news?
No.
Oh, well, I can talk. This is something that I recently heard about yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's about that MLW is going to do its own war games. Because because the WWE are, like, I don't want to say friends, but they get along with MLW. So that's where they're allowed.
You're like a talent pool for them? They like let them develop them?
Yeah, probably like
that. Kind of what ECW did back in the days?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, but that's one of them. MLW is going to do their own war games.
I think they're going to buy MLW.
Yep.
It seems
in
like
that, in that case, then they might bring the Hart Foundation 2.2. Yeah. 2.0.
The new Hart Foundation.
Yeah. Triple new.
Yeah. Because it's been like, what, they
have
four iterations after that?
So pretty much they will, he's going to come back again. I don't know. Hey, him. I am again. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's going to say, hey, man, like him and Randy Orton.
Is Bret Hart's daughter ever going to wrestle?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I know Owen Hart has a son, but his mom probably won't let him wrestle.
Yeah.
Controversy right there.
Man, he keeps wrestling the Indies. He has to wrestle the WWE.
How about Bret Hart's son, Blade?
Playheart.
Yeah, you remember him?
No.
I watched a lot of documentary. I remember the kid's name. Yeah. Oh, but Dynamite's kid's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, she could wrestle.
Dynamite kid's nephews are wrestling.
Really?
At the
Japan?
Defiant.
The
real name. What was his real name? Dynamite kid's real name? Well, they call themselves the Dynamite Duo.
Yeah, okay.
But
that's a good name.
Because they're the nephews, but what was their last name? They're using their real names.
Hokey and Pokey.
Hokey and Pokey. TNT.
That would be a good wrestling name in the UK.
Yeah.
So what would be your wrestling name in the UK? Because you got to be all that. Remember, the catch wrestling type.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look that up.
I'll be the fly catcher.
Mr. Moneybags Esquire.
What? Actually, sounds good. What's your gimmick again?
Huh? Oh, I'm just a pompous asshole.
Okay.
In general.
Your finisher? And wait, which name your finisher?
The Gentleman Slap.
The Gentleman Slap. You actually took out the gloves?
Yep.
And da, da! And like, then...
Da, da, and a DDT.
And you challenge to a duel?
No, I would just do like two slaps, Kikita Clutch, and just that's it.
Really? That was a good one, actually. The pompous jackass.
Yep, pretty much.
Could be your tag team partner or manager.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Could I be the douche, the dueler? Like, I'm going to challenge you, and then you look away, kicking the nuts.
Yeah.
What a douchebag! Duh, that's my gimmick. And my finisher?
Mm.
I get somebody else to do all my work.
Okay, Thomas and Mark Billington.
Billington, right. This is his last name.
Yeah.
They already made their debut on Defiant.
Does Tiger Mask has a kid to wrestle? That'd be nice.
Tiger Mask?
Like, his kids should wrestle.
But, like, which one? I mean, it's like Tiger Mask 1.
The first one, the one that fought Dynamite Kid in the 80s.
I think Eddie Guerrero was a Tiger Mask. Tiger Mask Black. Yeah. Eddie Guerrero was
Black Tiger Mask?
Black Tiger Mask.
Yeah.
He was, that was Eddie Guerrero.
Alright, so you want to talk about wrestling or do you want to talk about 80s cartoons?
80s cartoons.
How about a subject? What's on the news that's so hot right now we have to talk about? We must argue in heat.
80s cartoons because
Every-year-old kid got arrested for not doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
That
shows that we're a messed up country now.
That's just too political.
Okay. Nah. Other than that, what? Elimination Chamber? Ariana Grande's?
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Thank you, pick something from the internet.
Okay. Something nerdy.
We always disagree on.
Like
Nia Jax is the best. Fight me.
No. No, I agree.
I was gonna say that. No, we agree, but he was sick. What the hell? I was talking.
Shh, you hear that?
Ghosts?
No. Poltergeist?
Roof. It's raining.
No shit. I don't hear anything. You must be crazy.
Oh, no. It's just God and Jesus crying because they know that Nia Jackson Tamina is gonna win.
Thanks a lot, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you did it.
She's
probably gonna win.
Hey, thank Roldo for that. Am I the head writer?
No. Can't, dude, don't crutch on her dog.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fine. I guess. Fine. More Roddy and Jeff Jarrett for you, the last. You wanted it.
Hey, Armstrong. I always know him as Armstrong.
Yeah, Jesse, no, I'm TNA. Right. Oh, he can make his new state with the Budokan Mafia.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, let's just do 80 cartoons and I got a question for that.
Oh, I was going to do some the DC runabout.
The what?
The what?
We just did the basic DC, you know. Would Shazam drop the ball and when we had to pick it up again?
Oh, movies you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
And then Joker films and stuff. I mean, what if they DC or Warner Brothers go that psycho again? How are they going to maintain the one woman hype?
Okay. We'll do a little medley.
But there was on the news a moment ago. People keep talking about it.
Yeah, okay.
Because it seems like Shazam's going to suck.
Because of the trailer?
No. I already got the topic. All right, this is going to be films. And if we have a little bit more time, we'll do the Bumblebee thing. Transformers thing.
All right.
Okay, all right. Got it.
Bumblebee
Okay.
Transformers.
Well, I'll explain to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Remember the time we were in the UFO Phoenix and then next to Bumblebee tuna place?
Yeah.
Memories.
That's good. Fresh tuna. Okay.
Make a wish.
All right. Ready? All right. Three.
Wish came true already.
Okay. All right. Three, two, one. And we're back. Okay. So now we're going to be talking about films. All right. So next month, we're going to have Captain Marvel, and then the month after that, we're going to have the second half of the Avengers Infinity Wars. And then after, we know that there's going to be box office hits. We know that.
I just remembered.
Now, after those two, it's going to be DC's turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to have, for this year alone, they're going to have Shazam coming out. And then after that, the Joker film that's going to be coming out later this year.
Yes. Joaquin Phoenix?
Supposedly
Joaquin Phoenix.
I heard that.
Yeah. Here's the question for you guys. Say if Shazam and the Joker don't cut it. Because mm-hmm. Wonder Woman's coming out. They pushed the Wonder Woman's date, release date.
Yeah.
To, I think, 2019 or 2020. Is Wonder Woman going to come and save DC yet again? As she did the first time.
Anybody? Okay.
Yes, final answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, hopefully they don't keep it. They don't make it, you know, into a trend like... I can't believe I'm doing this. Hong Kong Cinema, at the time, if the studio was in trouble, they had to do a Wong Fei Hung movie.
Oh yeah,
okay. Guaranteed. You know they get their monies back.
The Once Upon a Time movies.
Yes,
pretty much. Yeah.
Well, the originals back in the '50s. Wong Fei Hung movies. So with that, hopefully they're not going to do it so that Wonder Woman's going to be the next Wong Fei Hung. You know, if they're going bad, let's just do another Wonder Woman movie.
The safety net movies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, what about you, Chewy?
I saw the clips with Joaquin, mm-hmm. and they were pretty good. They got like a, I liked them, but then they said, "Oh, he's gone." Like, so are you guys remaking the whole thing again, or what? Like, right. Are you gonna give? I don't know. I like it, but I don't know why. Well, okay, in Hollywood's always created differences. So mm-hmm. I get that, but man,
it's like a switch and bait.
Yeah,
okay, the switch.
Back to the Future, they did that. Mm-hmm. The movie was already set, but I think someone had to leave, like the main character, I guess, and then they switched him out and redid it with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, it's the same one that just happened with, was it, with Spacey had to leave? for that movie, the sum of all the money in the world thing. Remember the kid got kidnapped, and the guy who played the dad was the grandfather was him. Because during the Me Too movement, because they had to redo it because of it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm a DC fan, but man, these DC movies are only the animated movies are doing well. The live action's like, oh man, you gotta.
Yeah, but as of late, yeah. DC's pretty good, right? The Aquaman
and Wonder Woman. Just Aquaman and Wonder Woman. The other ones like, my God, like, so much hype. This for the disappointment.
Well, you know.
Like I said, creative differences. Cause, like,
no, gotta, none of that. It's just, you know, with now Ben Affleck officially saying that he's done playing the Batman, thank God.
Wait, so...
Well, he was so awesome as Daredevil.
Yeah, what's up with that? Okay, there was a movie... Okay, yeah, you mentioned the Avengers coming up. The Endgame. Okay, this is something that I read on the internet about the toy show that happened earlier. They told all the vendors that they cannot bring or display any of the toys for the Avenger Endgame. Why? Spoilers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's what happened with they learned from the first Avenger movie, cuz they the toy line spoiled it.
Yeah, yeah.
They leaked out some spoilers, and same thing with the Captain Marvel movie. The toy line's coming out and they already leaked out some spoilers. Like, for example, the cat actually plays a huge role in the movie, and the toy line actually spoiled it.
Oh, kind of like the original one. They had like Ebony Ma and all that.
Yeah.
So they ruined it. Like, these are gonna be in the movies.
So this movie Shazam. So I only seen the trailers, but I think that you mentioned that it probably is gonna suck. So.
My opinion. It's called prejudice.
Is it because you didn't like the trailer, or because
it has nothing to do with that. It's just from I didn't want to follow it. It's like you watch it. Like, I think I said this last time. It felt like the rookie. A kid got an accident. He got superpowers, but instead of being a pitcher, he's Shazam. And they emphasize so much on his origin, like the way they did in the comics, how he was chased by Black Adam and all that stuff. It seems like it was just that, like, I'm discovering myself to be a hero. At the end, it's like, oh, it's more than just, having superpowers to be a hero kind of shtick.
Hold on, quick question. Which origin story are you talking about?
The one I saw on TV. The animated series where Superman came out and helped him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That one was good. I like it.
Okay.
Because the original origin story, I did not read or follow because it was boring.
Oh, the original. I'll explain to you.
I read the wiki and I did all that stuff. Okay. I shortcutted it because I didn't want to sound ignorant.
Okay.
There's a constant theme, a coming-of-age story again.
Yeah, it's growing up too fast. If you're an adult, this is what happens. Now you realize it's more than just being having superpowers to be a superhero. Kind of like the rookie, it's more than just being a great pitcher or a strong, fast thrower to be a great pitcher. You also got to think outside the box. You got to think, hey, I could maybe trick the guy to go first base. The ball's already there. Mm-hmm. Strikes out. But, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's when you have it and you're losing it. Remember the ultimate fear and lose them? Mm-hmm. It's, you once had it, and the worst fear is losing it.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of that shtick I didn't get into.
Right.
They should have just tried to find a way where he... he develops an immortal enemy chasing him, and where he's the journey is to chase. But instead, he's developing, growing, kind of like the rookie.
Okay.
All the fame and fortune, all this,
Gotcha.
Kind of what Venom did.
Okay.
Venom, actually, I thought was better.
Okay.
Because the villain was himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, now we're knowing about that with... We know Disney's gonna have a blockbuster year this year with just these two movies alone.
And Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, no, because Star Wars just finished up production.
Yeah, but who cares? Now it's Frozen 2.
No, I care. I don't know. I never saw Frozen, so I can't judge.
Me neither.
But I saw every Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's why I loved it. I loved the last Star Wars. That's the hard part. Yeah.
So they already finished filming the final one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Episode 9, yeah.
Now they're in post-production.
Yeah.
So, supposedly, it might come out maybe by the end of this year or next year.
Most likely next year.
Yeah. So,
because they're focusing on Frozen.
Yeah.
No, because the second of this trilogy is coming out at the end of this year, right?
December.
Last Jedi?
Yeah, the second one.
Last Jedi has been out.
No. Next one.
Oh, number 9.
Yeah, episode 9.
Yeah. Supposedly, like I said, episode 9 might come out sometime either this year or traditionally, like every Star Wars movie, the winter of next year.
Every 3 years, so.
No, it's every 3 years.
So there's one coming out this year.
No, next year.
Next year.
It should be December 2020.
Yeah.
This should be every 3 years.
Yeah. This was
2014, 2017, and then 2020. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now they're going to focus on Frozen 2.
Oh, but yeah, but they're...
Well, no, not just Frozen 2. Like, okay, if Disney plays their card right with the two Marvel movies, you know, they could lose.
At this point, those movies don't matter because of Frozen 2. Everybody's talking about it.
No. See, here's the thing. Yeah, everybody's talking about that movie, but what happens if it flops?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
So. No, like I'm saying, it doesn't matter if it flops. No, it's like
too many people love it too much.
Yeah,
but like I'm saying, like if Disney focused on these first two movies that are coming out within a month, by the way,
mm-hmm.
they can go through the rest of the year
not caring,
taking losses, and then Frozen 2 comes out, and then they're gonna pick up. You know, that movie's gonna pick up all the losses, and then some more. So you know, this is basically gonna be a good year for Disney.
What's this number? Yeah.
9.
Yeah. Yes, but it's coming out this December 20th.
Really? Okay.
Really?
Let me check it.
Well, we'll just wait and see. Oh. But yeah, not only that...
I'm a big Star Wars fan, so yeah. I'm going to watch
so
it.
So, not only that, but also, too, Suicide Squad. James Gunn Suicide Squad.
You mean Guardians of the Galaxy version?
Guardians of the Galaxy, a.k.a. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
On Earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
across the street.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you guys think of that movie as well? Do you think mm-hmm. is that gonna play a pivotal role?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And the Birds of Prey film,
especially when Jax the Destroyer comes on to sign up as one of the
Thanos didn't kill me. I just walked up the street to this building, and here I am.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but yeah, he's a good director.
Right? Yeah.
Because one, Guardians of the Galaxy, I didn't think I would ever like that series. Mm-hmm. Ever. I enjoyed it. Be honest, I hope he directed part 3. They bring him back somehow, but that didn't happen. DC's like, oh, wow, you dropped a golden goose right here. You gonna grab him real quick. Yeah. So, well, with that saying, DC might surprise Marvel. They might do that long run, long mm-hmm. haul. Right now, I need to find the two replacements for Batman Superman.
Right.
Because I don't like the current Superman, I don't like the current Batman.
Right.
Not against them. Acting wise, I don't think they're good.
Right.
But everything else against them.
Okay. So,
but, yeah, DC will actually do a good job if they maintain a steady role of releasing like 3 iconic films. Mm-hmm. Continuity wise, right. Relatable.
Right.
Because when that Batman Superman thing happened, I didn't think, how do you not know he was in that universe with you, kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Wonder Woman came out.
And that just resetted everything.
Yeah, like how do you not know she's in the universe with you? I'm sorry. It's she's been in World War II. She saved all those people's lives, and she was there, not dormant, I guess. But
right.
Then Aquaman was there. Why are all these meta humans? Suddenly a mystery. When they were there doing all this stuff, amazing stuff.
Right.
And you telling it. So it's, mm-hmm. it doesn't fall, or makes, you know, sense of believability or continuity.
Right.
Like Marvel, it developed where Tony became a superhero.
Uh-huh.
Machine and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And alongside the Hulk was there rampaging.
Mm-hmm.
They enveloped the story together. DC, they just, different directors, you know, mm-hmm. different hands in the basket.
Right. Yeah.
But so, now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, moving along. We still got time. toys. Not toys. Cartoons. Earlier this week, Netflix announced that they are going to reboot Transformers animated series. They're bringing back the studio that did Transformers Prime. What do you guys think of it? Is there anything that you'd like to see about it? Who they should bring back? Who they should not bring back? Storyline-wise? Well, storyline-wise, it's supposedly going to be a prequel to the Cybertronian Wars.
So there's no Earth setting?
No, I don't think so.
Or if it is, it somehow predates all known human records?
Yeah.
Okay.
And are they going to be used, you know, Generation 1 stuff?
Like pre-Generation 1. This is...
Yeah, so, but I'm talking about, like, you know, like Soundwave's going to be Soundwave and blah, blah, blah.
No, like I said, pre-Generation 1, the setting is pre-Cybertronian War.
So everything's
War
new.
That's leading up to the Cybertronian War.
So be Orion Pax.
Yes.
Instead of Optimus Prime.
Mm-hmm. And Megatron being an Autobot, not a Decepticon.
Okay.
And the terminology of Decepticon did not exist at then.
With Terracons?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So. That case, if it's interesting, I could follow it, yeah.
Right.
As long as it's new. It's something I'm not expecting. Oh, this is a reboot. Yeah, but, you know, because even with reboots, the problem with reboots is everybody could say, well, in the original, Starscream wouldn't do that. Or in the original, you know, Megatron kept Starscream just to keep him in check. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
People always go back in the original and argue it that with reboots. In this case, it's a prequel. Kind of like what Beast War did, right?
Yeah. This is actually going to predate Beast Wars as well.
Okay, in that case, as long as it's new and I could follow the storyline, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
As long as it has some continuity, mm-hmm. some intrigue, and not just, like, making stuff with toys.
Right.
Ironically, that's what they did in the beginning.
Yeah. what about you, narrator?
I'm sorry, I wasn't really paying attention to Elimination Chamber.
Well,
the only thing I was going to state is that they started with the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Wow, okay. Really?
Yes. Okay, that's fine. We'll watch
it. They dropped it. All right, yeah. They did drop the ball on that one. But no, going back to Transformers, like, what would you like to see in this?
Well, if it is an origin story, we would have to see how Orion Pax turns into Optimus Prime and why Megatron became the Megatron that we all know and love.
And the five faces of fear. The Quintessicons?
Quintessicons. The Quintessians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were they part of it or were they doing their own thing?
No, see, that's the thing. Yeah. This is all pre-Cybertronian War. So this supposedly the series is leading up to the Cybertronian War.
Hmm. Well, they would probably have some reports about Unicron, for example. Like, they, you know, maybe, oh, let's go to this type of planet, but no, it's gone. How? We don't know.
Or Unicron's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so we don't, yeah. So.
And also the, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we don't know about that. So, what about you, Chewie? What do you think of the announcement that Netflix is doing a new Transformers series.
They better bring it. Oh, so sorry to interject. They better bring back Peter Cullen for some reason, and Frank Welker.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
The original voices of.
Yeah, but if those characters aren't gonna be in it, why would you bring them back?
Why not?
Because you know, apparently Orion Pax's voice changed in the series originally too.
Yes.
So did Megatron.
Oh yeah, when you got the. Okay,
Netflix is doing a Transformers TV series.
Yeah, this is going to be set place. The setting is going to be before the Cybertronian War. It's leading up to the Cybertronian War.
Oh, so they're going to point out on the what the Transformers and the Decepticons were used to be doing before they started.
Yeah, this is where Decepticons were Decepticons.
So it's
before they were all unified.
It was it's biography turned political turned war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
So you think it'd be like a Greek or Roman style political story?
Leading to that, yeah.
Yeah.
The Romans were very complex. So which period, by the way, Republic or Empire? Because it looks like it's Republic because. There was the conflict, the social war, where the rich were getting too rich and the poor were getting tired of it. And because they assassinated a prominent politician that favored the allies, the Italian allies, war broke out.
Yeah, but we're talking about
Transformers. Are there any...
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, it could be like that.
Are there any...
That could be the model.
Like, is it still, like, in talks, or are there any previews or images.
No, they just announced it. Netflix just announced
that. I just hope that it's not too cartoony.
No, it's the same company that did Transformers Prime.
Okay. So, I think I said earlier, was it kind of like what Gundam did in the 90s? When they, instead of, you know, a lot of action shooting, you know, more political? So, you think it'd be like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
going to
come out this year.
Yep.
Oh, it is coming out this year.
Yeah, okay.
Also, too, this brings up a question of, since Netflix is doing this for Transformers, is there a certain cartoon from the 80s or from your childhood that you like to see get a treatment like that?
Could do top threes and just go around the table.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Go.
Okay.
You want to go first? No, what? Let's go first because he has time to think.
Okay, Chewie, you go first.
Because Chewie could think out of blue. He knows what he likes.
It's going to be you three. I'm just going to moderate this.
All right.
So.
80s cartoons.
Yeah. Or anything in your childhood.
I want to say it, like, because I grew up watching the okay, the Thundercats.
I told you he knows this stuff real from heart.
Okay, we got the Thundercats, we got the Tiger Sharks, we got the, there was another little one, the Thundercats, Tiger Sharks, and, Nighthawks?
Silverhawks.
The original. The story that they were gonna like put those three together, like in the previous remake, which was canceled because, I guess not many people were fan of it. They were late for the next season two. They said they were gonna bring those two together because they live in the same universe. But that didn't happen, so I'm hoping they will bring that back and actually do that. Because I want to see Tiger Shark, I barely remember.
Love Tiger Shark.
I barely remember that, but I liked it. And I like Silverhawks because they had Cadillacs in space.
Yeah, all riders in space. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, man, and there was a guy who had it wasn't a pitchfork, but it was like
a tuna fork,
and he can make lightning in space.
Yeah.
What is up with that? I mean, and then I would like to see maybe who will win between Mara and Monstar.
Oh yeah.
Battle of who's the evilest.
I like the way he thinks.
Because you're going against a deity, which is Mara, against a gangster.
Yeah, pretty much.
Think about it.
Space gangster versus ancient Mafai god. In transition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Could do an honorable mention because he mentioned Silverhawks and us. Just because they're universe in the same universe.
Yeah.
Bravestar.
I don't know if you remember, but we had a little discussion of his powers, like Eye of the Hawk, Puma. But we couldn't be I couldn't say it was Eye of the Hawk. You were saying Eye of the Tiger or something?
And I have the Eagle. Because, but it turns out that was a TV show, Eagleizer. That's why I got confused.
I know, but we were having this conversation. No, it was you honk. No, that's. And it's we're going before. You know, let's see the intro again. See, I saw the hawk.
I saw Speed of Puma.
Because he was singing about it.
And the strength of a bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the villain too. Like his old, zombie. He was evil.
He was a precursor to Saint Seiya armors. Yeah, Bravestar. Okay. Well, that's his three. That's pretty good.
Alright, what are you narrating?
For some reason, because you guys mentioned these, for some reason I have the Centurions on my mind.
Yeah, I like Centurions.
Okay.
They're alright, you know.
I'll probably say it because I know.
They're just three dudes and they somehow got robotic suits, but, you know, when the time comes, they can change into, a submarine or a motorcycle or a jet pilot.
Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite? Everyone, all branches of the armed forces. Just say the branch.
I'm trying to remember. Green is the Navy, I think.
No.
Green is Army, fool.
No, but he was always in the water. That's the problem.
No, the Navy guy in the mustache. It was blue.
Okay, see, we need to see a reboot so we can tell them apart.
The guy with the mustache is Navy. The Army dude was always in tan and green.
Why do I remember the red one?
Because you like him,
right? Maybe. No.
What was he?
No, there's a white one. He was the Air Force guy.
Ah, yes.
The guy who goes in space too. NASA.
Okay. For some reason, the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I like that. Favorite episode? About quizzing you. I will mention after he's finished it.
Okay.
I think it was when they had help from the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man for something.
The first one?
Yeah, that was one where they had to go into the ghost zone and he was helping them out.
Okay. My favorite episode was the weird chicken one. When he got bitten by the weird chicken.
Yeah.
I'm very obscure. I was like,
well, I remember Ghost World for some reason.
Phantom Zone.
No, we got brainwashed.
You mentioning Jesus?
Yeah, I was mentioning like he was mentioned the real Ghostbuster. I want to mention the
cartoon comic book Ghostbuster.
The Funimation. It was there were the other Ghostbusters.
They were considered the fake ones. I know who you're talking about. They're the same people behind Fat Albert.
Yeah, they were the three guys, and we had the garbage truck who made into like a Ghostbusting machine.
Yeah, with a gorilla.
It was a TV series first. Yeah. It was two guys and a monkey.
Yes. Yeah.
Then it became the cartoon as to Ghostbusters, the one that we know as well, was based off the movie.
So we should bring those two back to back, same time.
Because here's the thing, I originally grew up watching those Ghostbusters first. Mm-hmm. Then I saw the real Ghostbusters, because I didn't want to be confused with those guys, because technically the other Ghostbusters were
first. Yeah,
the first Ghostbusters. I grew up watching that.
But they're with Fat Albert by association.
Yeah, but honestly, yeah, I like the real Ghostbusters a little bit better. It's more creepier when you're.
Yeah, that's true. Of the other one, it was too. Oh yeah, I'm looking at the other 80s cartoons.
Hey, what's your third one?
Oh my god.
I don't want to say Thundercats though.
Go ahead. In lieu of Thundercats.
In lieu of Thundercats. Let me see your list. Let's get my mind. Wow, I remember that one. Beverly Hills Teens.
I never seen that.
Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats.
Yes.
Ah, yes. The French one.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Ah, it's so hard to pick. I think I'd have to go with Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats.
There's more.
No, I'm picking my third. Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cats.
Favorite episode?
That's Splinter 2, so that couldn't be.
Yeah, you're right. It was Heathcliff and the Cadillac Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were originally called Cats Incorporated.
Oh, yeah. Damn, what memory you have.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I should have said Inspector Gadget for some reason.
Well, in lieu of Thundercats?
No, he's been rebooted.
So many times, it's true.
Yeah, but it's not the same with...
Of course it's not.
Agent Adams.
We grew up.
From Get Smart, what was his name? From Get Smart. He was the first voice.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he made it work.
Gemini Hologram.
The controversial movie release.
That was... live action movie.
Pissed off a lot of people, myself included.
Why? It was horrible, apparently.
Yeah, it was horrible. It had nothing to do with the original series, let alone the comics. And also, Synergy.
Mm-hmm.
Synergy is reduced to a little freaking toy.
With a drink.
As opposed to, the supercomputer, and then there's the representation of Synergy.
Yeah.
A lot of people were pissed off at that.
I like that. I love the fact people piss off at it.
Yeah, that's one of them they should bring as well, rebooted.
Proper reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, Pound Puppies.
Pound Pup, I love them.
Yeah.
I feel sad now I realize what they are. They're all gonna die.
Because back then there was no such thing as there was the Humane Society, but not in the pounds.
Euthanasianized is
kind of. Have they never talked about, like, I guess we didn't, like, I think you remember, certain episodes, some dogs don't come back. And back then we were like, they probably got adopted.
Yeah, adopted. No.
And then when you grew up, it's like, nope. They went to the green room.
Bullet to the head.
Bullet to the head.
That's what it is.
Hey, it was the 80s. We didn't know better.
Yeah. No, they went all gel on him.
They never mentioned that on purpose.
No, right. Okay. It was implied.
I guess it'll be my top three list now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't see, mine will be Smurfs, but they've been rebooted, so I'm going to throw that one out.
Oh, their counterparts?
Yeah. I'm going to say the Storks.
Snorks.
Snorks.
I just love them. I just like the fact that the first balloon I ever had had a picture of a snork on it, and I was just like, I just love playing with this balloon for some odd reason. We were poor. Balloons were goods. Remember those hard balloons where you take forever to blow them up to a
bar? Like,
you must have lungs of steel.
And as a kid, there was no way we could do it.
You gotta ask your parents to help you blow you, and like, by the time you're, you know,
those were meant to have
a basketball size, it's like out of breath. Yeah, that was my first balloon, so I have the snorks. And then, okay, the other one, Hong Kong Fooey.
Oh!
Yes!
Cat Mask Brothers.
Because of racism.
I like stereotypes
and all that.
I like that. I watched
a black man who's a dog who knows Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Only through a book. Let me read. Okay. I'm going to do page 45.
Oh, and he's a janitor.
Hey, go to Spurs. No one would expect janitor to
he's a janitor at the police station.
Yeah. He's Booker from...
And the only people working...
What's happening?
And the only people working the police is just the secretary and the chief, and that's it. Where are the other cops?
That's true.
They're on duty, so...
Where's the other cops? Yeah.
And apparently, if you take his book away, he has to know how to kung fu.
Sure, he does.
What's the best way to take this criminal down? He refers to his book.
True.
So apparently, there's a scenario on his book for
every situation.
I was like,
why can't you just take the
book? Well, he bought it
from Bruce Lee Rose.
I would like to see a reboot so I can know the origin of that book. Who bought it from?
Jackie Chan's
nephew.
Going away garage sale. Yeah, that's with Jackie. That's why he's always, like stumbling. Oh yeah, I lost my train of thought for my third one. Oh, okay, the gummy bears from Disney. We are the gummy bears.
They actually on the reboot of DuckTales, they actually mentioned them.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they did. I forgot the episode, but they mentioned. Okay, like back then the king. They were based off the map,
mm-hmm.
And the king had needed to protect his kingdom, so he discovered these mythological beasts or whatever, because they saw them bouncing away, and you can see the silhouettes. They had a silhouette, and they gave him this juice.
The gummy bear juice.
Yeah, the gummy bear juice, but they only saw him paper, and you saw the silhouettes like gummy bears.
Yeah, my favorite was Dookie.
Dookie.
He's also gruff. He's a builder.
Your honorable mention, by the way?
Yeah, well, honorable mention a lot. It was like Mask. All those like one hit wonder season one, like Insectors, stuff that didn't really make it past season one, kind of stuff. The cliffhanger ones when there were little wires. Hang on the cliff during volcanoes.
Mm.
The dinosaur one with the one they all riding the dino riders. See, those are the one season ones that didn't do much.
Mm.
The rock lures.
Oh. Here's one that
we still have an original rock lure, but it's somewhere in the garage.
I saw this.
And it's funny because
just throw it out there.
Because every time we moved when we were moving to different houses, for some reason, the last thing we find was a rock lure, we're like, whatever. And the first thing we actually find to put it somewhere in the room is a rock lure.
You know how much it costs now?
How much?
Probably around $90. Obscure Ace toys are hard to find because they're made from solid metal and stuff that could kill you.
Well, I do remember one swap meet, someone had the original Devastator in a plastic bag, but all disassembled,
mm-hmm.
with all the five pieces, the original die cast. He was trying to give it to me for like $170.
You should have taken it. The box alone costs like $300 now.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't have that money.
People would just buy the box later.
I don't know if you guys remember this one. Denver the Dinosaur?
Kinda.
I need to see what he looked like.
It's a green dinosaur. Like aquamarine or whatever.
Yeah.
His feet.
Bucky O'Hare.
Oh yes.
I think of Simon when you say Bucky O'Hare.
Why?
Because remember Bucky?
Bucky. Oh, Captain.
No, Wonderland. Remember? We went to Wonderland and there was the old classic arcade machine there. The Adventure of Bucky O'Hare.
By Konami, the best there was.
That's how I found out about Bucky O'Hare before the cartoon. I was playing the arcade game and I was like, I wish that would, man.
Wait, the one in Sweetwater, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this one, first time we did a road trip together was to Sweetwater, to Wonderland, and I remember, they got the same Bucky O'Hare machine here as the other Wonderland. That's like a staple.
Yeah.
We saw Street Fighter 2 every other corner. It was Bucky O'Hare.
Oh, here's something that...
It was a free one, though.
Here's something that Captain Cats might want rebooted.
Mm.
Dungeons & Dragons.
I was never into them. Dragon Slayer I was, but not Dungeons & Dragons.
I kind of like it because I don't think they actually
got home?
Ended it?
I don't know.
They never got a true
ending. That's a horrible roller coaster
ride. It was the curse of the 80s, man.
It was a roller coaster.
It was all excess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that whole thing is...
And when they find out there's no more excess, now
that was it.
Yeah, and I found out it was the main villain was actually created by the guy who was telling them to stop him.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what? That's as far as I got. I was like,
what, was it Guy Gas? Did he name it after him?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
Because if they named that evil wizard Guy Gas, then that's a big attack against, Guy Gas.
Let me look it up right now.
Okay. No, but still, okay. That cartoon did not make sense because it was a board game and they got in the world through a roller coaster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
my favorite one was the guy who was a dick.
Which one?
He had a sword and a cape. He was like Wilshire from Beverly Hills Teens.
Oh.
He basically is Wilshire from Beverly Hills Teens.
No, his name was Banger.
Yeah, yeah. What is he, like a cleric?
No, he's a
soldier.
No, he's like he's a demon with one horn.
Lich.
Yeah. Okay. That could be cool.
But still, yeah, that was a horrible. I didn't like that concept. And what's the name of that? The one called Wheeler, the guy when he gets wet, he turns to a car.
A worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember another series where, this guy or this kid, there's trouble, he turns into a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
When he gets wet, and then when he dries up, he comes back human. It's like Ron Lyon.
For some reason...
He's the American version.
I want to be like, was that before or after Mr. T?
Ooh, I don't know. In that case, Rambo, leaving back Rambo, the TV series, the cartoon one.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Remember Captain Katz, I told you, what the hell? Rambo had his own TV show, and then we... Like, what the hell did that sumo wrestler from Bloodsport show up?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Hey.
I'm surprised the Viet Cong was still fighting the U.S. I thought that war ended.
There was, what's another game?
A lot.
There was...
The reboot of the Jetsons in the 80s.
Yeah, My Little Pony. Sugar Shortcake. Rainbow Bright.
I never seen
Care Bears.
Care Bears. Yeah. No way, they were rebooted.
So many times, yeah.
It's a kid's show. But too bad they took the business.
My favorite reboot in the 80s stuff, besides cartoons, was kids' TV show, like Shusha.
Woo!
Ooh, yeah.
She's still doing a show.
Your thing's sagging, though.
But in those days, it was like, hey, I want to be on that show.
You remember, the Rick Rattle and Roll?
Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Well, yeah, originally it was Wake, Rattle, and Roll, and then became Jump, Rattle, and Roll, and then I guess now it's Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And they always had the race, the Wacky Race.
They bring back
the Wacky Race.
Maybe the Wacky Racers.
Like South Park did. We all be in pajamas, eat cereal, and watch Wacky Race on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, actually.
And then there was Funhouse.
Pee Wee Funhouse?
No, Funhouse. It was called Funhouse, where you win prizes.
No, yeah, I think they
were winning. Double Dare.
Woo! Mark Summers.
Yeah,
I think they are trying to reboot Wacky Racers.
They should, cause I was one.
They actually did. They actually did.
What? They not?
They did.
What they did?
Did Dick Dastardly ever win?
No, he. I think he only won one.
And then he gave all his money away because he destroyed all the trees in Brazil. That was the episode. I remember when he won.
I don't know if they kept Don Messick's original Muttley laugh.
Muttley was my main character. I think he was the main character the whole entire show.
Yeah.
Because he's watching the villain, and he's helping the villain fail. So in a way, he's the hero.
Yeah, because he's a bad dog. Yeah.
And he always bets on Penelope Pissoff.
Yeah.
Spinoff, Trials of Penelope Pissoff.
I think they were trying to do also a series with Penelope pissed off. They would, but they never came to fruition. Sorry.
Age cartoon.
All right. Well, I guess that's.
What was yours?
What was yours? You're skipping yourself again.
I was moderator. I wasn't gonna.
I know. You skipped yourself on purpose, but still.
Yeah.
Well, at least say your three, then we'll be done with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
But it can't be animated.
No. No, Heathcliff and Cats Incorporated. That one was good. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
The comic, right?
Yeah, it was based off of the comic. Yeah.
I played the game.
So. They had a Saturday morning cartoon.
I never played it.
I never seen it.
Stop lying. I played in your house.
I played the game. I never seen the cartoon. So
they only lasted one season.
Capcom, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
the third one is I want them to do an actual reboot on it because the current one
sucks
and it really disappointed me a lot.
What's Star Trek?
Danger Mouse.
Ooh, I remember that when TLC really was fun.
Yeah,
because the Netflix one I was really disappointed with it. Really, 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 really disappointed with it. It didn't have the charm or the funny banter or the humor of the original.
It's a reboot, so some things will.
It wasn't that good. It wasn't that good. It wasn't well written. Oh, and Count Duckula.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, the original movie. I never laughed so much as a kid.
They ever made a cameo in other cartoons?
Yeah, they did. Duckula made a cameo on Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse, okay. Yeah, okay.
And the thing was, because of the cameo, they were originally going to cancel Duckula because a lot of people didn't get the humor. Then when it went on Danger Mouse, then they were like, okay. Cynicism. Yes, that's his comedy. Cynicism.
Yeah.
And that's how Duckula got.
What made me laugh is, because I saw in Spanish, and it was almost the climbers, because they go in group, and like they were a group of five or seven.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, when one of them falls, all of them fall. So I gotta wait till all of them try to go boom, boom, because they keep dropping on each other.
Yeah.
So I gotta wait until they're like six or five of them. It was funny.
So yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right then.
Our childhood died.
All right then. Well, that's it for this week. On behalf of Chewie, Knight Rider, and Omega Kai, my name is Captain Katz. Hope you guys can join us again next week for another riveting tale of nerdom, geekdom throughout the internet of all sorts of things.
I'm going to get you next time, next week, on the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now play the outro from The Adventure of Fly, Dragon Quest.
I wonder if they're going to reboot it.
That's going to be a topic for next week. Yep. Series that you wish you've seen in the 80s or growing up, but in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now the point of, that's a conversation for another time.
All right, then. All right, until next week. All right, hope you guys have a good time and a great week.
Are we gonna get in trouble?
I was just mimicking him. I didn't know
the song. You know the outro from Dragon Quest?
I only saw one episode, and that's when Dragon Giant and the other guy were battling the Goblin King, and they only impaled two of his hearts. That's the only episode I saw, and that's it.
That's the first five episodes.
Yeah. All right. Take care, everybody. All right. Have a good one.
I didn't even know Spanish when I was watching that.
That show was awesome.
I was a kid and I only...